Philippines, yeah, yeah.
Philippines.
Now, when you say Winfield, you say Winfield Source.
Yeah.
The source, you use that, but is that really a river?
Source.
But here we are, the water come and gather one thing there, and then you branch it off.
But you call it that's just in the water business that you call it the source. Other people would call it a river, right? We call it the Winfield River.
No,
not me. I wouldn't call it the river. Oh. No. I call it the Winfield Source. Yeah. That's where all the water gather.
Then you come down. Because you're interested in that, but I mean, an ordinary person who lives over that way would probably just call it the Winfield River.
They'll say the river.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant.
But I will say Winfield Source.
That's why we call it, that's not thing. Winfield Source. Like Franklin Source, Winfield Source.
Stone Forge.
But you think there is a... How do you determine that there's a shortage of water on the island?
Well,
And intake, and
the pressure.
And it's bad now?
Well,
no, man.
I don't think it's that bad.
Is the population of St. Kitts, is it really growing rapidly, or is it...
Yeah, 31.
Yes.
31 don't know.
No?
31 don't
know. Yeah, that is a lot.
But the most people live in Basel. Or 31,000. What's it about? About 18,000 or something in Basel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, most people. I won't pass, you know. It has hardly
31,000. Yeah. Well, that is. Do you remember how the population was when you were growing up?
No.
I used to have 50,000 people, can you remember?
You mean more?
More than that.
There's more people, you mean, and now?
Yes. There are people in England and all them places, no?
Oh, yeah.
You have 50, you have got a source, you must be the figure and show you. Yeah, but yeah, then, more people went out of here in 1960 and 55.
You think we had more people then than now?
By yes.
When was that?
1955, 56. I'm sure the records came out, how much people went out of the same something. But the British businessman, they tell you don't issue no. You issue no more passport to people between a certain age.
Yep.
Young people and son, you know, keep young people going to England.
The brain drain. You lose your best people. What does your son do, the genius? What does he do?
Here, all this, anything.
Does he stay here? Is he here? And
does anything?
Does
anything.
He live here?
Anything you put him on.
Where does he live now?
I'll be here all week. He got a house where he built. He said American will buy it. The way he got it set up, he got.
Can you
show him, man?
I'll be here all week.
I'm
not going back until Sunday.
He do that himself.
No, but I was going to say that's good that he stayed here. That's a good example of what you need in St. Kitts. You got to keep your best minds here.
Yeah, but he drink rum like fish drink water.
That happens to a lot of people.
In hell when he drink.
Is that right? That's what happens to a lot of geniuses.
When he drinks, he's disgusting. And he's all right.
He's all right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
But when he drinks, he just can't control him.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. I want to ask you about a couple other things. How about, do you remember the carnival, the sports when you were at Christmas, you know?
Goliath, masquerade, and bull and all those things.
Yeah, you remember that?
When I was small, but I know I used to follow behind them.
You did? You didn't get into that, huh?
He self-taught.
He could see King Penny about that.
I just want, you know, what I'm really interested in is your recollections. I'm not trying to get facts so much as just what you recall.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of that.
Willie Phipps, he had a member with, I don't think you're the band or something, you know.
But
they had the Selassie and Mussolini.
Oh, I mean, I'm not about that.
Mm-hmm.